Congratulations, you made it till the end of the course. This last lesson is called Continuous and Never-Ending Improvement. Tony Robbins calls it KANAI, Continuous and Never-Ending Improvement. The Japanese call it Kaizen. Make sure you Google Kaizen because it's really useful to know. But here's the thing, right? Everything in life, it either grows or it dies. There's no in between. Your job and your career, it changes constantly. Whatever job you're in, I promise you, it's going to change. It's going to change due to technology, globalization, competition, which is part of globalization. You're no longer competing with just your neighbor. You're competing with someone on the other side of the world who is often, you know, wanting to work much harder than you do. And there's also future factors that I cannot even perceive yet, but I want you to be aware of as well. Like in 1980 or 1970, no one knew about the internet, right? It was a future factor that no one even considered. Maybe there's something in the future that, you know, when you get this course, we don't even know about. Like, maybe there's like holograms or artificial intelligence that's just gonna take over. You need to be aware that your job is always going to change. And the best way to do it is to be really proactive and to anticipate. You know, so many people, they're so reactive, they just let everything happen to them instead of them deciding, hey, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be proactive. Okay. Now, as you move from a job to a career, you have the best and the most opportunities for stability and growth. And you can be part of that. You can design the careers for the people at your company because you're able to be proactive and to anticipate of what's going to happen. Here are your 5 next steps that will really help you to make massive improvement in your career. The first thing is to every quarter update your online resume and your profile with your new achievements. And you can continue to connect with recruiters, ask them for feedback, just to keep you up to date with what it is they're looking for, and maybe they have some great opportunities. If you get a new and better job, don't just sit on your ass and do nothing. Every quarter, make sure you apply for a couple of jobs and you also have your resume up to date. The second thing is practice your interview skills. If you do that, it's likely that you're going to be invited by recruiters and companies to go for an interview. Even if you don't like it, you know, go for it and kind of practice your interview skills. If you don't want to do it this way, do it with a friend or a colleague, and make sure that you apply for new jobs and get out of your comfort zone. There's always something better out there. The third thing is to anticipate in advance where your company and your career are headed. So I learned this from a movie called Hidden Figures, and I really highly recommend you watch it. This lady, this head of the department, she was able to anticipate where the company was going. Before, they were doing the calculations by hand, but she saw how they got like an IBM machine, but they didn't know how to program them. So she knew that programmers were going to be in demand in the future. And she trained all of the staff on programming. So when they were looking for programmers, you know, she had the staff ready to rock and roll. Really watch this movie, it will inspire you. The fourth thing is always make sure that you ask for semi-annual performance reviews and set SMART goals to stay top of your game. And also, I also wanted to finish with this. I want you to list 3 more things that you will do to continuously grow. I just came up with a couple of things, but maybe there's other things that you picked up from this course or from other influencers or teachers out there that you can do next. Make sure that you write them down. Now, I really want to thank you and congratulate you for finishing this course. Of course, you have lifetime access. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me. You know, send me a DM on social media, or my email is bart.milots@gmail.com or hello@bartmilots.com. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you really love this course, I appreciate a testimonial. Or if you hated this course, I'm open for feedback as well. In the link below, I will ask for your feedback, because what I realize, you know, In the past decade, I've been to so many courses and no one asked for feedback. As a result, they don't improve, and this ties back to the lesson of continuous and never-ending improvement. I want your feedback. I want to know what you liked. I want to know what you hated. And, you know, give it to me. You know, you can talk about anything with me. Even if you think like, you know, Bart, this course was a piece of shit and you with your Dutch accent, I couldn't understand a single word. Give it to me. I want to hear it because I'm here to serve you. I want to see you get massive success and, you know, results in your career. So I really appreciate it. It was an honor for me to serve you. And I hope to see you again in one of my future programs or in my 101 courses. So yeah, thank you and bye for now.